Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
I got excited.
Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, hi there. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Well, hello.
Well, hi. I'm Brock. That's Hunter.
How are you?
Good to see you.
Everything is fantastic.
It's great. Beautiful day.
Oh, boy.
8:49, Brock Hunter. Enough of that garbage.
Golly.
Golly gee willikers.
Hey, you know what? I will say I was listening to another radio show the other day, and it was just so much cheese. So much cheese.
I'll take cheese.
Double cheese with extra cheese on that radio show, please.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, quit acting like that.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have... Here's the first thing. What's your real name, Brock?
Brock.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, what's my real name?
Hunter. Oh, sorry.
Chin strap. You know, it's like when you change your name on the radio, it's like you're starting off on the wrong foot, I think.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you're lying to your listeners right off the bat.
Yeah, don't worry. We're not going to do that to you. Yeah,
we'll lay the truth out for you.
I'm an ass and you're a douche. That's what you get.
Boom. You know what? We ain't hiding it.
A-hole and douche in the morning.
You know, I was just like listening. I had to turn it off because I was just like, dude.
Well, first of all, you shouldn't be listening to anything else other than us.
Oh, I got to boost my confidence a little bit.
No, dude. Just podcast us. Go to WIRX.com. All right? You can podcast everything.
Dude, I live with myself, and I see you every day.
I love it. I listen to myself all day.
Brock just goes home and sits in front of the mirror.
Just listen. I play audio recorders of myself, fully naked in the mirror, like, would you do me?
Yeah.
I do me. I do me so hard.
He's got a hole in the mirror.
Good. What? What? What?
That's
a terrible idea.
What?
I've already been circumcised, Hunter.
Oh. Well, it's got duct tape, kind of like, you know what you see at the old gas station.
I got a glory hole on my mirror. What? What?
That's funny.
No, it's terrible. That's
you love yourself so much.
You know how hard that would be to do, cut a glory hole into a mirror?
Oh, yeah, it takes work.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Need one of those thief kits that they use to cut holes in glass.
Dun, glory hole.
Honey, what are you doing in there? Nothing. Don't worry about it.
The door's been locked for 45 minutes.
Oh, my God. Yeah. The worst part is I have a visual right now.
I know.
Now.
It's very visual.
I have a visual.
Painted a picture for you.
I think I might draw up the schematics for that. I'm going to figure this out.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
For God's sakes.
Have you ever seen a glory hole in real life? I haven't.
I don't think so, no.
I haven't either.
Of course, I try to avoid a lot of places
that might potentially have
a glory hole.
Yeah, not really take a dump anywhere where potentially.
No. I mean, I've been in some shady places, but not glory hole in the wall and, shady.
And what happens if you are in that situation and you look over and all of a sudden something comes through that hole?
Well, I don't want to be rude.
What do you take? Oh, man. Wait, I'll do it with a mic. You just kind of push it back with one finger.
Sorry. Occupied.
Occupied.
I'm not, no.
It's just one finger. Just push it back in. That is so ridiculous.
Sorry. Nope.
Or do you just flick it?
You hear a guy
on the other side.
You just flick. Yes. No, you take a little bit of toilet paper and you just put it over the tip and you say, no, thank you. No, thank you.
Oh, God, dude. I'm crying.
It's ridiculous.
I'm crying.
This is ridiculous.
Oh,
this is the worst.
Why is that so funny?
This is the worst. We need to go to church on Sunday. The glory hole in the church basement bathroom. Jesus. We're going to hell.
Oh, yeah.
Your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Chris Thompson.
I'm sweaty.
Farmers Insurance Agency, the Chris Thompson Agency. Fuck you, I can't even focus right now.
I know.
It's brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Chris Thompson Agency. He's located in Stevensville. He's got life. He's got car. He's got RV. He's got you covered. Glory hole coverage. This is just the worst. Chris, I'm so sorry. I love you, man. All right, your dumb vocabulary for today. Let's do ham banana.
Oh, man. A ham banana.
Ham banana.
I think you said I can't even focus.
Oh, man. I don't know. Let's just get to it.
Ham banana. It's the male reproductive organ.
There we go. I could have guessed.
It's the penis.
Right.
Example. I saw a ham banana poke through a glory hole.
Oh, God.
Sir, could you remove your ham banana from the glory? I'm trying. I had some spicy food, and I just need to focus here for a bit. I'm sorry. The next guy will probably love the invitation. Or gal.
Just imagine being the guy on the other side. You know what kind of risk you're taking? You can't see what's on the other side.
I think you're really intrigued by this glory hole idea. Tell you what you do. You go home. Just one of your spare doors. Just cut a hole in that thing. See what your wife does. Just, you know. I've been standing here for 12 hours.
Did you put a hole in the door? Why is there duct tape around?
This is weird. Good God.
Let's get out of here.
We have talked like 5 minutes about glory holes.
Rock 107.